Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know that feeling when you wake up on the right side of the bed? Everything just seems a little brighter, easier, more fun. We've all been there. But what if I told you cultivating that positive energy wasn't just about luck or sunshine? It's about something far more powerful, your mindset. Today, we're diving into the art of nurturing a positive mindset because let's be real, it's not always easy out there, and having that internal pep talk can make all the difference. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, another self-help podcast. I've heard it all before. Trust me, this isn't about cheesy affirmations or ignoring reality. It's about practical tools, real-life strategies, and a whole lot of honesty. Because positivity isn't some fluffy concept, it's a superpower that can fuel your success, your relationships, and your overall happiness. So, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner sunshine. First up, gratitude is your secret weapon. Seriously. Taking a few minutes each day to appreciate the good stuff, big or small, can shift your entire perspective. It could be as simple as savoring your morning coffee, thanking a friend for their support, or acknowledging a beautiful sunset. You'd be surprised how much this tiny act can amplify the positive vibes in your life. Ever noticed how complaining often leads to more negativity? It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, let's flip the script and focus on what we have, rather than what we lack. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Our minds are incredible, but sometimes they get stuck in a rut of negativity. It's like having an inner critic who loves to point out all the flaws. The key is to become aware of these negative thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, you'll realize those thoughts are just exaggerated or based on assumptions. Thirdly, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It's so true. The people we spend time with significantly influence our mindset. So, make a conscious effort to surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who uplift you and inspire you. Next, take care of your physical well-being. It's no secret that exercise, healthy eating, and enough sleep are essential for our mental and emotional well-being. Think of it this way. When your body feels good, your mind follows it. So, nourish yourself with nutritious foods, move your body regularly, and prioritize those diseases. Finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some complicated meditation ritual. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Take a few moments each day to breathe deeply, observe your senses, and appreciate the little things. Mindfulness can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work facing a challenging project deadline. Your boss is breathing down your neck, emails are piling up, and your brain feels like it's on overdrive. Sounds stressful, right? But here's the twist. You remember our conversation about cultivating a positive mindset. You take a deep breath, remind yourself of past successes, and focus on tackling the task one step at a time. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you find a renewed sense of clarity and confidence. You channel that energy, break down the project into manageable chunks, and surprise yourself with your productivity. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a positive mindset that will not only make you feel better, but also empower you to achieve more. Remember, this isn't about ignoring negativity, it's about choosing how you respond to it. It's about actively cultivating an attitude of gratitude, challenging negative thoughts, surrounding yourself with positivity, taking care of your well-being, and practicing mindfulness. Alright, my friends, time for action. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can implement today to cultivate a more positive mindset? Share it in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.